The children showed us how the buildings had fallen down on top of them, how their relatives had been buried, how they had lost their friends and everything they owned. Many of them were terrified of stepping into any building other than a tent. They talked about the day the earth cracked open and the world seemed to end. One day, a boy in my group got very angry with a girl who was showing how the earthquake had destroyed her house. "You think that is something?" he yelled at her. "That's nothing. It's nothing." Then he ran away. I spoke to some of the Red Cross volunteers and found out where the boy lived. After the session was over, I went looking for him. David was 11 years old and living in a temporary shelter with his mother, brother, and sister. At first he didn't want to see me or talk to me, but I sat down with him and gradually learned what had happened. His father had been murdered in front of the family by one of the armed groups, and they had been forced to abandon their small farm. David wanted to avenge his father. "I will wait until I am 16, and then I will find them and kill them all,"